Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Former President Trump is speaking out after new federal charges in the classified documents case. He tells Breitbart,
"This is a two-tier system of injustice."
Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
So now we have Donald Trump and two of his aides, Carlos de Oliveira, as well as Walt Nauta, who are charged with actually trying to delete the surveillance video footage at Mar-a-Lago when those documents were being moved.
Mr. Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will appear for the first time at the same campaign event tonight in Iowa. The East Coast crowd gets a taste of the heat they've been suffering through in the West and Southwest. It could climb into the high 90s today in cities like New York and Philadelphia. The forecast calls for an even 99 in St. Joseph, Missouri, where Buchanan County EMS Director Steve Groshong is bracing for a wave of heat-related emergency calls.
If all of a sudden you're feeling hot and you're not sweating, it means your system is starting to shut down, you don't have enough fluids, and you run an extremely high risk of having what we call a heat stroke, which can be a life-threatening emergency.
Professor Keith Porter specializes in natural disaster risk at the University of Colorado Boulder.
This is not a new norm. This is on the way to something far worse than we're experiencing right now.
A new analysis shows almost half of Mississippi's rural hospitals are at risk of shutting down as they struggle to pay the bills. Dr. Dan Edney with the State Health Department.
It is time for us to do better and to invest in ourselves and invest in our children and our babies so that all of us can live a longer, healthier life.
Driving the trend, health insurance plans that pay less than what it costs for hospitals to stay afloat financially. Potentially good news from a leading drug manufacturer on a treatment for lung cancer. CBS's Linda Kenyon has the details.
AstraZeneca's chief executive says the company is very encouraged by the latest data from a lung cancer drug trial, although he did not explain why he didn't declare the results as clinically meaningful. A possible suggestion that the benefits of the drug may not be as promising as hoped.
His name is plastered all over Las Vegas. 81-year-old Steve Wynn's agreed to pay $10 million to end a years-long fight with gambling regulators over allegations of sexual misconduct. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The Nevada Gaming Commission has accepted a settlement that, in addition to the fine, calls for Wynn to cut ties to the industry he helped shape in Las Vegas. Wynn admitted no wrongdoing.
And President Obama's old college, Occidental, just announcing it will end admissions based on legacy. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/F-R-E-E. ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered storms today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 85, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms tonight, lows level off around 60, overcast skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 82. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Thank you, Don. Welcome back to the second hour of Up North News Radio for this Thursday, July 27th, National Scotch Day. Scotchy, Scotch, Scotch. And National Intern Day. And we're very thankful for Fiona Hatch, our intern for the summer at Up North News, and interns everywhere. Coming up this hour, we'll talk about Barbie's World and the complicated place that it is, especially when you talk about where Barbie's world fits into the real world after having seen the movie last night. And Aaron Zommers here, our producer, saw it earlier. So we'll chat a bit more about the movie. Obviously, if you have thoughts about it as well, you're welcome to join into the discussion at 844-967-2789. And I say that because, as folks who have seen the movie would attest, the movie gets deeper than you might expect. And it leads itself into all kinds of, you know, societal conversations. And so if you've seen the movie and want to give us your two cents as well, we'll stick around. We'll have that coming up in just a little while. We may be joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who is traveling today, says she may try to check in at some point during the hour. We'd be happy to have her along as well. This is a good time to remind folks that throughout the summer, while blood banks are very short on blood supplies, which are so vital for people suffering from accidents and injuries and illnesses, this is your chance to help give back and literally give a little bit of yourself, but maybe win some prizes as well. So go to a blood donation center, make an appointment, go give blood, take a selfie while you're donating blood, put that on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and use the hashtag #CivicPints. For Civic Media and a pint of blood, Civic Pints. And there's also an entry form that you can fill out over at civicmedia.us. And along with doing good, you could win yourself a pair of tickets to see a Brewers game. So up to 50 pairs of tickets will be given away. Up to 50 pairs of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair are going to be given away, along with a lot of Civic Media swag. So go donate blood. Put a selfie up about it, give it the hashtag #CivicPints, and do some good for your community, for your fellow man and woman, and maybe even somebody that you know and love. Over at upnorthnewswi.com, which is our website here from Up North News, you will see an article from Kia Vakil, and because I'll be off tomorrow, we won't get a chance to talk to Kia this week, so I'd really like it if you go over and read what he's doing for us, especially in light of a tentative deal between UPS and the Teamsters Union to avoid a strike. It means some 340,000 workers are going to get raises. And it's a huge win for full and part-time workers who are also going to get some better working conditions. And Kia Vakil tells us all about that, again, over at the website, upnorthnewswi.com. We have those in there, a little bit more about, you know, the drought that continues to plague Wisconsin farmers, and so much more. So again, go to upnorthnewswi.com. Regular Facebook commenter Roger tells us that it is also Bagpipe Appreciation Day. Aaron, I didn't see that, and I think the reason why, and this is where I get into trouble, but sometimes you say things just for the punchline. I think it's because there's no such thing as anybody who appreciates bagpipes.
I appreciate bagpipes.
I could be wrong. Oh, do you now? Okay. Why do you have you ever had somebody rehearse bagpipes, you know, under your roof?
You know, I can't say that I have. Maybe that would change my mind.
I haven't either, but I can only imagine what it would sound like. But no, when done right, it's a beautiful thing. But there's also times when it's not so beautiful. But Roger, thank you for those who, yeah, see, there is that. We also, you know, as we note, Christina Laurie puts together the newsletter for Up North News. Sharita Booker puts together our social media posts, and you can find us on social media at Up North News WI. Don't forget the WI when you do that. In fact, the first thing that you'll see on the Up North News Facebook feed right now is something that I noted this morning for folks who missed our interview yesterday with Samuel Friedman, who wrote the book about Hubert Humphrey's 1948 speech that helped turn around the Democratic Party and get the party to embrace civil rights. Well, we've put the full interview up on the Up North News YouTube page. So you can go to YouTube and search for Up North News WI, or you can go to Facebook and you'll find a link right there. And one more to share from our Facebook page, and that is how a couple of former UW-Milwaukee women's soccer stars, Chandler McDaniel and Olivia Davies McDaniel, have helped the Philippines qualify for the FIFA World Cup, which is going on right now. So for details about that, look for Up North News on Facebook and read all about that post that Sharita has put up as well. If I'm not mistaken, the U.S. women's team, let's see, it was a draw, 1-1 against the Netherlands as part of the round robin opening of the FIFA World Cup tournament. And then they play again next Tuesday. And I think then we start getting into the knockout round after that. So you'll hear us talking much more about the Women's FIFA World Cup once that gets going more toward middle to late next week. We're going to take a break here. We're going to talk about the Brewers playing and wrapping up their series against Cincinnati before they head on the road for the next couple of series, and our full weatherology forecast. That's coming up right after this break here up north.
Saturday, August 5th is next.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means, wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood. News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
There's got to be a morning after if we can hold on through the night.
Again, we noted on our birthdays today, Maureen McGovern turns 74 years old today, and she gave us the theme from the Poseidon Adventure, the 1972 disaster movie, The Morning After. It's going to be another scorcher today, and Jennifer Wojcicki from Weatherology joins us now to tell us all about it, one that folks really need to take seriously with some triple-digit heat indexes on the way. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, well, like you said, it looks like a hot forecast for everyone today. Nearly everyone in the 90s, as we should be in the low to mid-80s instead. A few cooler spots closer to Lake Michigan in the 80s around Oshkosh and Milwaukee. A heat advisory is in effect already around Baldwin, and then that heat advisory will go into effect this afternoon for Amory, Madison, and Richland Center, and for the southwestern portions of the state. And as you mentioned, with heat indices expected to feel over 100 degrees today, very hot, sticky, muggy one. We're looking at sunny skies expected for most today. Slight chance for showers and storms from Wausau over to Amory, and then a chance for storms across the board for tonight. A marginal risk for severe weather for extreme southern Wisconsin, and a slight risk, a level 2 out of 5 on the severe weather scale from Richland Center and everyone north of that. Friday, a chance for showers and storms tomorrow with partial sunshine, a marginal risk for severe weather for central and west central Wisconsin, and a slight risk for the southern half of the state. Mid to low 90s lingering for the south, and then getting into the 80s from Oshkosh northward as a cold front begins to push through the state tomorrow. A look, a calmer and cooler weekend ahead. Sunny skies expected both Saturday and Sunday across the board. That cold front really gets through the state on Saturday. Temperatures pretty average around the mid to low 80s from Wisconsin Rapids to the south, dropping into the upper 70s from Wausau over to Amory and also along Lake Michigan. Then on Sunday, a high pressure system gets in control and essentially looks like a similar day to Saturday.
It is so still out there right now. I had to go take a picture on Lake Wasota here. It's just like glass because nobody's even out fishing or pontooning or anything. You get a perfect reflection, and it's just going to be one of those days. Jennifer, thank you so much. Hope you have a great day.
Thanks to you.
Jen Wojcicki from Weatherology joining us here. For the Brewers now, Freddie Peralta pitched 6 scoreless innings and matched a career high with 13 strikeouts. Tyrone Taylor hit a 2-run home run. And the Brewers beat the Reds 3-0 on Wednesday. That's it for the regular season. The Brewers took the season series with the Reds 10-3. And it was the Brewers' 12th shutout victory of the season. So the Brewers once again are back to a game and a half lead over the Reds atop the National League Central Division. Off today, they travel to Atlanta to take on the Braves this weekend, then Washington, D.C. early next week to take on the Nationals. And they're back home next Thursday for a division series against the Pirates. Well, as mentioned, I spent last night in a theater watching the Barbie movie and took both of our adult daughters, because as I've mentioned, we're kind of having our annual family staycation this week. And so there we were with, you know, my wife and our two daughters who are in their early 30s. Also, one of the younger grandsons came along. The younger grandson, the 9-year-old, didn't get a lot out of the movie, and it's not because he's a boy and it's a girl's movie, but the movie just wasn't designed for 9-year-olds, especially 9-year-old boys. At least they didn't get as much out of it as the adults in the room did. The movie was actually really nothing like what I expected. Yes, I expected it to be, you know, campy. I expected some of the contemporary messages about independence and self-esteem. And we've heard that for a couple of generations now. Young women have, and young men too. And that's all good. it's not that I didn't think it was going to be a little campy, but there was so much more than that. And I wasn't expecting a lot new. But once you take care of the prerequisite opening cliches, the movie gets somewhat deep rather quickly. And so without wanting to give too much away, let me try to sum it up this way. The central conflict here isn't merely that women are given mixed messages in society and are often giving mixed messages to themselves as well as to others. There's also a conflict here about the tools that are used in the hopes of providing encouragement, even emancipation. But they themselves can become the tools that exacerbate self-doubt. They highlight the barriers that we face in life. And frankly, they come to symbolize our individual shortcomings when we don't grow up to be the astronaut or the physicist or, you know, whichever Barbie happened to be, you know, any child's favorite. And so to tie a simplistic bow on all of that, what I got from the movie, and I think you would too, is that we continue to be the masters of our own inner messaging. But it really helps if you also have good friends, good role models, and even toys that enhance our dreams rather than simply fuel unrealistic fantasies. So that's kind of the mostly women's side of the equation on the movie. Let's talk about the guys for just a moment here. And let's start with some personal acknowledgments. I have never been hesitant to say that despite great strides over the past few decades, we still face a level of fake masculinity that is holding all of us back from our full potential. And that's because there are people who see gender equality and diversity as somehow diluting our full potential. And that's because what they really mean is it's diluting their full potential as quote unquote manly men. And you can see it in the downright clownish criticisms of the Barbie movie and its storyline. The movie does have a depiction of the patriarchy, and it's mentioned several times throughout the movie. The depiction of the patriarchy is hyperbolic, yes, but only as a way to enhance the plot line. The patriarchy itself is as real as ever. As one guy says in the movie, we're just doing a better job of hiding it. And it's something that the characters, both female and then male, must face up to, must recognize, and then make a decision how they're going to handle it. Some people have made the decision of how they're going to handle a world that is still short of equal opportunity, and they're going to belittle any push for progress, whether it's in, gender stereotypes or embracing diversity. And yeah, if this sounds rather deep to get into about a movie that you thought was just about a little girl's plaything, you're right. And that's what surprised me about the movie as well. It's still fun. I'm not taking anything away from the music and the costumes, and what a trip through time as you see all the different Barbie dolls, all the different variations of Barbie, and then all of the other Barbie characters that you've had introduced throughout the years with various features, you know, dogs that poop, breasts that grow, things like that. But Greta Gerwig, who was one of the writers as well as the director of the movie, really takes us places that I certainly think every girl and every woman will want to see at some point. But frankly, I think a whole lot of men ought to do so as well. And I hope what they get away from this is, and forgive the cliche, but I think it's worth noting, is that we should allow ourselves to see the best in each other, and that we all need to communicate better with each other. Again, I don't want to, you know, do too much in the way of spoiler alerts, but, you know, Barbie does need to do a better job of communicating with Ken and Ken with Barbie, and not just make assumptions either based on gender or based on lifestyle, whatever the case may be. And if so, if we listen to the better angels of our nature, we're all better suited. So that sounds awfully highfalutin for a Barbie movie review, but I did come away, Aaron, rather impressed by it. And I know you felt the same as well.
Absolutely. And I think that, I think if anything, men, at least as much, if not more so than women, should watch it and maybe bring some self-awareness, maybe see some of these behaviors exaggerated and then see, do I do that? And think about it and how you can avoid it and just be a better person. And the other thing that really comes away from it to me is when you said you wouldn't expect that from a movie about children's toys, which I think brings to mind that this movie teaches us more the importance of what we are giving to children. Like, so many parents now just be like, okay, your kid has a tablet, plop them down in front of the screen and go nuts, and not thinking about what you do for your kids and what you expose them to and being somewhat intentional about it can lead to a lot of the problems that they talk about in this movie, like with Barbie setting unrealistic expectations. I'm not saying don't give your kids Barbies, but I am saying just think about it.
Context. Parents provide context. It's not enough to provide the tablet or the Barbie doll, but to talk about what your child is getting out of that, to explain. If we're talking about a tablet and explaining, like our parents had to say to us, that just because, you know, Wile E. Coyote chases the Roadrunner off a cliff doesn't mean that we should go running off a cliff. That's probably an extreme example here. But, you know, again, giving that context that not everything is resolved, you know, through violence, or that no matter how big our dreams are, it takes work to make them happen. And sometimes even then they don't happen, but if you're still enjoying what you do, if you're still working hard and playing nice with others, that you're going to have a happy life, even if it doesn't go exactly the way that you want it. And that's part of, you know, what one of the characters in this movie faces, is that, you know, they thought their life was going to go in a different direction, but once they come to terms with where they are, you realize you can be happy if you're still being nice to people and communicating it well. And to get back to your first point, for the men who should be watching this movie, again, the critics who are like, oh, they want all men emasculated, etc. Stop it. No, it's that occasionally men and women, but I'm going to speak just to the men here. Sometimes, guys, you actually really do have to check yourself and say, wait, was that over the line? Is that a joke that maybe I should lose from my repertoire? Whatever the case may be, you know, words, before we get into actions that hurt the women in our lives, let's look at the words that are used with the women in our lives. And, you know, don't just assume, well, she knows I'm joking or whatever. Put a little bit more thought into it. Don't be as shallow as some of the Ken dolls can be.
Absolutely. I think that's a good way to put it.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. There's two guys with their pop psychology about the Barbie movie. And again, we may or may not be hearing from Dr. Lyerly, who certainly will have some thoughts on this in our next segment. But because we don't know if she'll be with us or not, we would love to take your phone calls as well, either on the topics generally that we've talked about or about the movie. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. It'd be great to hear from you and get your thoughts on this. And then next week or the week after, we'll both go see Oppenheimer, and we're going to be experts on nuclear physics. But that's for another time. We'll be back after this. You're up now.
This summer, Mad Radio 92.7 WMBX has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. On Mad Radio 92.7 WMBX.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? Those who bravely served our country should not have to worry about how they will afford their next meal, where they will sleep at night, or feel alone dealing with mental health or substance use issues. Help might be closer than you think. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit wisvets.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered storms today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 85, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms tonight, lows level off around 60, overcast skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 82.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 67.
You think Kristen's taking these lyrics personally, Aaron, that you picked out just for her?
I don't think so. I think because it's Weezer, we're all good.
Okay. All right.
We're all good.
So we'll get to Kristen in just a moment. But first, Mark from Prairie Sax on the line. Mark, how are you this morning? What's on your mind?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I'm really looking forward to seeing the Barbie movie when I get this, finally get this chest tube out of me that... Because the hose that goes along with the little collection bath and boxes, just too clumsy to be sitting in a theater.
Yeah.
But I'm really looking forward to it because I think it's when I first heard about it, I was a little bit dubious too. But now that I've heard that it's actually a good piece, it's probably a really good piece of storytelling, trying to make a point. That I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, I couldn't help For some reason, the movie Waitress by Adrienne Quinn just popped into my head as well, and it's just so unfortunate that she's no longer with us in that tragic situation there. But the movie Waitress was really quite good as well. But I mean, it just is for these men that want to maintain the patriarchy. I mean, what don't they get? I mean, society has changed so much for the better, and you know, I just assume we not move back to the illusion that they have with the 1950s was all about, because none of these guys were really in charge back then either, and because it was long before they were born someone being born in 1958 and, you know, growing up in the 60s, but why do they want to bring us back? I mean, maybe not even to the 1950s, to the 1850s, considering Ron DeSantis and the other clowns down that are defending Ron DeSantis' his current idiocy, talking about slavery being, it wasn't so bad, see?
Yeah.
You know, they learned a skill. Well, nonsense. I mean, that are just, all they think they can get away with it is just beyond me.
Right.
Thanks so much for the conversation, brothers.
You bet. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thanks, brothers. Bye-bye.
Yep. Have a great day. It's the fairy tale aspect that people want to go back, Kristen, to some kind of a fairy tale situation where, you know, there were no problem pregnancies, abortion wasn't necessary. Every woman stayed home and had 2.5 children. And it's nothing like that at all. And I know you haven't seen the movie, but you know enough about all of this. You know enough about the stereotypes. You know about the things that you heard when you said, I want to be a doctor. And, you know, that despite many gains of the past couple of generations, we still got a ways to go.
Oh, for sure. When I tell people that I work at the hospital, it never fails. People say, oh, are you a traveling nurse? I mean, so many stereotypes. But, you know, all of that aside, I have four sons, and there was just a big article in the New York Times over the weekend about how what's happening in our society right now is not serving men, and boys and men are suffering. And this is, we are creating this unachievable vision of what they are supposed to do and they are supposed to be, and they don't fit into that paradigm either. And I think that young people really understand that, and they are going to be, I've said this before, they are going to be the people who help us figure out what the new path is, that we can't go back to that old path that never existed in the first place, but we have to forge ahead and create a new path.
Yeah. We've got a comment from somebody who's listening over at WXCO in Amory, Bull Falls Radio, saying, awesome review of Barbie, Pat, and Aaron. I haven't seen it yet, but I intend to because of all the things you mentioned. Sounds like it presents Barbie as a Rorschach paradox. It's either a feminist icon or a sexist tool of the patriarchy. As I love to say, context is everything. And yeah, that's really what I got out of it, is that there is no one answer. It's not just the messages that are given to you, but then how you take something and provide messages in return. And you can say that about Barbie, or you can say that about our own hopes and dreams. And I just thought it was extremely well written. By the way, not to say the movie's perfect. They're far from it. There are a couple of times where I just kind of roll my eyes. But, you know, as an overall vehicle, I thought it was rather worthwhile. So I think it's something where your boys, I mean, it would be wrong to try to, like, make boys go see it, and they're not going to want to be seen in the theater. But at some point, it's going to stream. And, you know, I hope they get a chance to see it, because like everything else, you know, any additional context a boy can get in terms of messaging about not just, you know, talking to the women in their lives, but to themselves and their behavior and their inner voices, I think is a good thing.
I also did when I went, I saw plenty of men and boys, like younger people going too. So I think that whether they care less about the masculinity or the marketing was just so successful, either way, I think they are more likely to be willing.
Mm-hmm. I definitely see that. And as I was leaving the theater with my daughters, and, you know, basically my first thought to them when the movie was over was to tell them how proud I am of them, not just as young women, but as mothers themselves now, and what a good job that they're doing. And then, of course, in typical being a typical dad, I had to crack a joke and say, you know, the Barbie movie was able to do for all of these men today what it took, you know, a decade of reading my mom's Cosmo magazines to do for me. Was to show me the women's perspective. You know, like any young boy, you're noticing the pretty woman on the cover. But I actually, unlike a lot of guys, I actually read the articles, and you know, the articles were very telling, and I think helped inform a viewpoint that, again, not going to say I'm a perfect guy by any stretch of the imagination, but probably a little more empathy having read through all that throughout the 70s.
I love how you said you felt like you had to justify it. Like, you know, I read Cosmo, but I read the articles. Like, you hear that about Playboy, but I get it for the articles.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you I got it for the articles. But I will also say, and try not to take here, we're talking about Barbie and emancipation and feminism and everything. And here I am dragging the conversation into Playboy. Some very, very good writers were in there as well. And you notice how Aaron quickly left the conversation after that.
Bye, Aaron. Yep.
But that has nothing to do with it. I just figured the conversation was continuing on. I don't know. I have nothing to contribute because I've never read any articles or seen a Playboy or anything like that. And not that I've never read articles. I've never read articles in either of those magazines.
You've got, you know, magazines, you know, I guess there's more than ever before, it seems, but it also seems like, again, you've kind of diluted, you know, the writing pool. Here's a good example. Let's get away from Playboy before I get into trouble here. Teen Vogue, where, you know, once upon a time it was nothing but the stereotypical articles, but now, I mean, that's like cutting edge news coverage for the writing that's in there about various issues, mainly political issues. And you wouldn't have expected that, but again, that's probably what made it so effective.
Oh, you know what else? Rolling Stone, I don't know if you've been following Rolling Stone at all, but they've gotten really political as it relates to the art behind their original purpose. I actually subscribe to Rolling Stone because I really appreciate what they're doing.
Oh, okay. No, I have not. And I've noticed, I don't even get to see this much online anymore because they're doing more of the gates about either subscribe or even just create an account. And of course, if you create an account, that means you're going to get all kinds of email or what have you from there. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'm completely taking away from the whole purpose of hometown health, which is what we occasionally try to do here Thursdays at 7:30. A lot of times with a guest, but today you wanted to talk more about, let's see, your exact line was heat, water, and syphilis. So that,
that's catchy, isn't it?
Take us down that path from your Arizona experiences.
Well, I just wanted to share, you know, I haven't been working in Wisconsin because of the 1849 criminal abortion ban that makes it really hard for doctors to provide care to women in Wisconsin. So while I am on the attorney general's lawsuit as a plaintiff and we're trying to figure out what's going on with the DAs, whether they're going to enforce this ban, I've had a wonderful opportunity to work in some other places throughout the country, mostly Minnesota and Arizona, in places where there is a dire shortage of physicians here in this country, and rural areas are suffering more than anyone. And I've been spending a lot of time down in Arizona in July. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the headlines, but it's been hot down here, super hot. We're breaking records in Phoenix. I'm up in northern Arizona on the Navajo and Hopi reservations, and it's shocking to me how Arizona is so different than Wisconsin, but there are so many things that we are dealing with that have a common theme. And air, water, and surprisingly syphilis are three things that I thought really stood out and deserved at least a little bit of a conversation.
Sorry, I was all muted there. I was tapping away on my keyboard because I wanted to get the title right. Air, water, and why syphilis?
Well, syphilis has, so if you don't know about syphilis, because it sounds like something that we joked about in junior high but wasn't real, it's real. And the incidence of syphilis has been rising. In fact, it's tripled in across the country, in Wisconsin and in Arizona, since 2017. These are 2021 numbers, so we know that those numbers lag, so it's even more now than it was before. Syphilis can be really benign. It's often initially presents as just a painless sore that you may not even notice. And then it evolves into more of a rash. And if left untreated, it becomes latent. It just kind of hangs out in your body and just waits to cause problems potentially in the future. And the problems it can cause include problems with your brain and your heart and your eyes and other issues. So this is a problem that, because the incidence is rising, because it's spread sexually, because it may not be diagnosed, we've got to do more screening. And in my population, pregnant people especially, it can cause major congenital syphilis issues. Babies who are born looking normal, behaving normally, but down the road develop severe problems, deafness, neurological issues, and even death. Here on the Navajo Reservation, we've actually lost two babies in the last year. So syphilis is a public health crisis. And as you walk around here in Northern Arizona, you see giant signs that talk about, come on in and get screened. There are clinics that are very available. The barriers are almost entirely removed for people to come in and just get the blood test that will help them determine whether they've been exposed to this so that we can treat it and prevent those long-term implications, as well as what happens to, you know, the most vulnerable people, newborn babies in this population. But this is also happening in Wisconsin, and we're doing additional screening in Wisconsin for exactly the same reason. And that's why I wanted to make sure we talked a little bit about it today.
Well, the screening aspect of it, I can't emphasize enough, because that really is the underpinning of healthcare reform in this country. And something that, mm-hmm. you know, we tried to do in the legislature 15 years ago was setting aside everything else. If we can just get people to come in for screenings, for that one annual physical or that screening, because you'll catch something early, it's so worth it. It's worth the whatever the cost is. And yet you have the, you know, a conservative U.S. Supreme Court, you know, that once again is, you know, looking at throwing out parts of the Affordable Care Act, like this, if they were to uphold this one judge in Texas that is throwing out, you know, the covered screenings that everybody should have under their health insurance plan. How that is still a not a thing in this country compared to other countries where this is covered is one of our eternal mysteries.
It is. And to be very clear, screening is a test that you get when you don't have symptoms. Mm-hmm. Screening is something that we do for everyone to make sure that there's not something there that we missed or that we can't see yet, so that we can treat it in the early stages. Because we know that if we can treat many things, whether it's a sexually transmitted infection or a cancer or heart disease, all of these things, if we can tackle them early, we see much better outcomes down the road. And, you know, people tend to regret if they are diagnosed later, if they're looking back and they recognize that the signs and symptoms were there and they haven't been able to get the treatment that they needed early on. So that just underscores how important this is on a population basis, but on a personal basis as well.
Kristen's going to hang around, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to Luke Mathers as part of the conversation coming up next on this Thursday morning on Up North News Radio. We'll be right back.
Does your financial strategy include your...
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/FREE. ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.
the smartest way to hire.
Welcome to Misty's Menu, the cozy small town cafe that feels like home, with friendly faces and homemade food that'll warm your heart. Start your day off right with a fresh cup of roasted coffee. And how about a stack of their famous pancakes or a hearty breakfast sandwich to go with it? Or swing by for lunch and try their mouth-watering burgers and sandwiches, all made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. At Misty's Menu, you're not just a customer, you're part of the family. So stop in, take a seat, and let them treat you to a little taste of home. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on, along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Degrees.
This summer, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News.
On Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Talk.
What'd you do for us today, Aaron, for Luke Mather's Walk Up Music?
Alive by Pearl Jam, because in the break, you asked how he's doing, and he said, well, I'm not dead.
Okay, well, right side of the dirt, that's always a good thing. Good morning, Mr. Mathers.
Good morning, Mr. Krylo.
How you doing?
I'm doing. Not dead. I'm doing on a Thursday morning. We're excited to join you here on Up North News Radio. How are you doing?
Good here. Better. I mean, yesterday, I wasn't sure I was going to have a show today because I've told the story now for a couple of days about it's great to have the grandkids here, but you know, first the 4-year-old when he was younger, and now the 1-year-old, they come here, they got the runny nose going already, and next thing you know, a couple of days later, I was laid out flat yesterday, and so was my older daughter, the aunt of young Miss Charlotte. And you know, that happens when you have these loving, beautiful little petri dishes. You know,
I think that my parents' immune system has got to be. They do. My mom refers to it as grand camp. Both of my older siblings have a handful of young ones right now, and my parents help out with childcare. And so they go through a very, very similar routine as you then, Pat. They have the kids coming through the house all the time, and I swear somebody's nose is always running and somebody's always coming, like, overcoming a cold. So
yes,
it's always an interesting game to play of who's going to catch what when.
Yeah. Hey, normally I'm looking ahead about either a town call or about the Cripes cast or whatnot. But actually, I want to give Aaron first dibs on this to just go back to yesterday's Todd Alba show and recommend that people go to the Civic Media website and look up yesterday's Todd Alba show to listen back. Can you set up what they were talking about, why they got so many calls yesterday that wanted to chime in on, what was it, political divisions?
Yes. Trygve Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, decided to debut a new report that they put out on our show yesterday. And this report details the growing political division and extremism in our country. And it is on both sides. And you might hear me say that and get defensive and be like, what? But if you're a liberal, you might hear me say that and get offended. Like, what? They're the ones who are lying and everything. We're just trying to tell the truth. And that isn't the point of it. It's not who's right and who's wrong. It's the fact that neither side is willing to tolerate the other. And we kind of know that already, but this puts some hard numbers to it, and it's kind of frightening. The likelihood of violence increases all the time. And
well,
so that's what it's about.
Is, yeah, I mean, and that is a real concern that, you know, we're in this age where we're disagreeing more than ever. And again, I think we know why we're disagreeing, but to the extent that it could lead to people, you know, acting out is a genuine thing. So anyway, go back and listen to that. Then for the lighter side, Charlie Bears.
I want to lift off my cap, though. For some reason, I was being applauded for that. I had nothing to do with the Todd. That was like the 2 hours that I was otherwise working, and Todd's shouting me out, Aaron's shouting me out. I'm like, I appreciate the shout out, guys, but that was all tremendous work on the Todd Alba show and the excellent work that went into that yesterday. So hats off to them. No need to include me in the accolades for it. That was a tremendous episode. I'm looking forward to listening to the podcast on Civic Media.
Kristen, do you get as sickened by his humility as I do? I mean, he just
doesn't. I was so confused. I was getting all these messages and I thought I did something else wrong, apparently. And I was like, okay.
The man
cool.
just does not understand that his middle name is Linchpin around here. It's just
good person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that's when I'm missing the middle name, then I feel like a grenade. Okay. It's coming together then. It's coming together then. Okay.
That kind of pin.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yet he's so suspicious.
Yes. Getting to the lighter side now of Charlie Barron's and the Cripes cast. Aaron, do you know what's coming up this weekend?
Yes. It is another comedian. It's Andrew Raffi, who toured with Charlie Barron's for a while and opened up for him. So they have some airing of the grievances to talk about. And it's a fun time.
If you've watched any of Charlie's clips online as well, this comedian joins him in a number of those clips. So a very familiar personality if you've been following Charlie Barron's.
Very nice. And tell folks a bit about Town Call, as we do every Thursday. Encourage them to come on back at 12:15.
Yeah, we have an excellent conversation. William Walter and I host a Town Call forum, so everybody can call in across the state of Wisconsin. From 12:15 to 1, we try to dive into a number of topics and get listeners to be the star of the show by calling in. So you can do that every weekday. We try to dive into a different topic each day and go a little bit deeper and hear a number of different perspectives on it. So you can listen to Town Call across the Civic Media weekdays after the network news block at the top of the 12 o'clock hour. Will and I get control of the rest of the 12 o'clock hour across Civic Media. And we got a brand new podcast as well that is debuting. It debuted last weekend. And I apologize. It was my mistake for not getting to share it with you last week when I joined you. But Bird on the Wire is officially launching across the Civic Media network. So Lou Ann Bird ran for state assembly last year, and she wants to continue to have civil conversations with members of the community and a variety of different topics as well. Similar approach to what we're doing at Town Call. But Bird on the Wire airs on WAUK Radio, the Shaw in Waukesha, 101.1 FM, WAUK 540 AM on Sundays at 3. So if you're looking for some civil conversations, here's some dialogue from Lou Ann Bird. You can tune in on Waukesha across the Waukesha airwaves, 540 AM and 101 FM on Sundays at 3 for Bird on a Wire with Lou Ann Bird.
Kristen, Lou Ann Bird is just a godsend. I mean, you've talked like all the other women who ran for assembly in the last cycle or two, just such amazing folks.
She is delightful, and her history, the things that she has done in her community, the difference that she's made, advocating on behalf of disability rights and so many other things. I can't wait to hear her podcast.
Now, go ahead, Aaron.
And I can confirm, having listened to some of it to help with the editing, she finds some other really good people to talk to. So there's a lot of insight to be heard there.
She knows people. People and people want to know her. Kristen, since I didn't know whether you were traveling or whatnot, will there be a public service announcement on Asgo's Wisconsin today?
Sadly, no. Okay. I'm spending the whole day traveling back home today. And there won't be next week either because Kristen's on vacation next week.
So. Okay.
It's going to be a couple weeks, but we did get our conversation about syphilis in, so I feel like
I was going to say, we got to talk about syphilis today, so we got that going. Luke is leaving the studio now.
I did not know that was the topic of conversation, so that's good to know. I'm going to have to listen back to the Up North News podcast now.
Yeah, it was right there. Today's hometown health, air, water, and syphilis. It's a thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get used to it. Get the screenings, people. Not just syphilis, anything. Don't
all
put
of it.
Things off. Yeah. And you know what? We didn't get into that. We did talk about a lot of gender norms today because of the Barbie movie. But one of those that far too many men have, like, oh, I don't need to go to a doctor. I don't need to. I'll tough this out. Stop it. You're not doing yourself any favors or the people that you care for. And I know, Kristen, usually you're dealing with women, but I know you've seen plenty of male partners where you're like, you should go get that looked at, you know, or get that concern taken care of.
100%. They usually slide it in during the visit, and then I get to say, hey, it would be a good idea for you to go see your doctor, too.
There you go. All right. Thanks, guys.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you?
What is dedication? The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5